This is Good Old Fashioned Criminals, written by Poetry, read by Mistborn Hero, a Sunset and Leverage crossover rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Kale, Lito, Nami, and Cafeus, and as well as Alicardison. It is tagged for Heist, Adorkable, and Crossover. You don't need me for this part, Lito told Kala. You work here. This is where you belong, so just act like it. You make it sound so simple, Kala muttered and focused firmly on the part of her brain that was taking in the night air on Lito's balcony instead of the part that was walking towards a room she was not actually allowed to be in, whatever Lito had to say about it. When she was finally in the same corridor as the server room, she forced herself away from Mexico City. There was someone else walking towards the server room, a tall, handsome black man who Kala didn't recognize. That was definitely not part of the plan. Excuse me, Kala said to the stranger, stopping him in front of the door to the server room. May I help you? The man looked up and turned a grin on her that made her knees a little weak. He spoke with an accent that reminded her of Cafeus.
Oh, hello there. My name is Elijah Mutua. I'm visiting from the Kenyan branch of the company.
He held out a hand to shake. Cafeus appeared, facing Mr. Mutua, with his arms crossed. There were smudges of dirt and motor oil on his face and arms. It was early morning in Nairobi. He had been repairing his van.
That is not a real Kenyan accent. He's faking.
Help me! She hissed Lita under her breath, and they switched off. Lita standing in her place with total easy confidence, Kala pressed against the wall like some kind of unsettled spy. Lita folded his arms, narrowed his eyes a little, and said to Mr. Mutua, or whoever he was,
why don't you tell me why you're really here, and maybe I won't report you to security.
The lines of Mutua's body relaxed. He laughed.
Nice try, he said in an American accent. I knew it, Cafeus said, grinning, then disappeared. If you were legit, you would have called security already. How about we trade? We both tell each other why we're here and nobody calls security on anybody.
Kala and Lito traded a look.
He has a point, you have to admit, Kala said. She had a Bluetooth earpiece now, so she wouldn't look insane. We can't have security here either. She wasn't supposed to be in this wing of the building at all.
Lito shrugged. I think they call the situation mutually assured destruction.
Kala laughed nervously. She held up her ID pass and said to Mutua, I'm an employee here. I'm trying to break into the server room because I think the company may be selling drugs to unethical dealers.
Unethical seemed like such a polite word for what BPO was.
Mutua raised his eyebrows. Huh, that's interesting. I'm here because my client's pretty sure these guys are buying trade secrets from the Germans using blood diamonds.
Kala thought of Wolfgang and his stolen diamonds, and a hand of ice wrapped around her heart.
Lito squeezed her shoulders, then stepped into her place again and said, I think we may have some common interests in what's in that room over there.
The man offered his hand again.
Alicardison from Leverage International.
Kala felt like a spill of light from under a locker door, a tiny glow of amazement from Wolfgang in a shabby apartment in San Francisco. Nami heard that name and nearly spat her tea all over her keyboard. This time, Kala shook the offered hand.
Kala Dandekar, I don't have a cool team name, I am afraid.
Mr. Hardison had the high-tech lock to the server room. He held the door open for her.
After you, ma'am.
He tapped his ear. By the way, you might want to try a smaller earpiece. Makes it way too obvious that you're talking to your team.
Kala stared at Hardison's ear.
There's no way you have an earpiece there.
You're right, he said, smiling.
I don't. I'm psychic.
Kala gaped at him. Another sensate? Another cluster? You... are you... Mr. Harrison cracked up laughing.
Gotcha. Man, I can't believe you thought that.
Nah, I got an earpiece. Did you hear that, Parker? This lady thinks I'm psychic.
Lita laughed too because they had all gotten far too paranoid and it felt good to realize that this was just normal crime, not part of the secret war against their cluster. Kala stepped into the server, glad that her skin was too dark to show her blush. She walked right up to the nearest computer. She let Nami take over, searching through her files and the hidden records of transactions with BPO and Whispers. Mr. Hardison stood behind her and looked over her shoulder.
Oh, damn, you're good, Kala. And I thought you were the grifter of your team. You nearly got me there with the I'm gonna call down the Big Bad Security Act.
Nami grinned at him and said, I have a lot of talents, Hardison. Did you hear about the Pentagon hack in 03? Level 3 security breach.
That was you?
Damn, girl, I'd high-five you if you had a hand free.
Mr. Hardison rolled his eyes at some voice Kala couldn't hear.
I can nerd out wherever I want to, Elliot. Okay, we've got a deal, Kala. Let's dig up all the dirt on these people, and don't worry, I got my people watching the building. No one's gonna walk in on us. Blood diamonds, corporate espionage, dirty drug deals, we got this in the bag.
For the first time, Kala could stand to understand why Wolfgang chose a life of crime. No worry about whether the law would carry out justice. A shadowy society where all the rules were different. A world of high stakes and secret handshakes. It would never really be the life for her. But for now, she had no choice but to get involved in it. So she might as well have a little fun along the way. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2025.